Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim. Jim and Steve are here with you. Steve is Steve Martin. Steve is our good friend, the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. Stephen C. Martin is the name of the book. And Steve and Jim are talking about business collaboration. Steve, and we've been talking about trade secrets, about collaboration, about intellectual property, and all those things. Talk to us a little bit about the licensing part. We talked about the fact that first you have to identify what you have, then you have to determine how you're going to protect it. But then it's not worth anything if you don't take it to the marketplace, right?
That's exactly right, Jim. And you have to find someone who is going to value what you have in the first place. And, of course, that can be the challenge. I have to find other consultants and companies, for example, that are willing to value or can value my cost reduction profit improvement methodologies with their existing or new clients.
And Steve, hold on a second, because folks, this is Steve's product. Your intellectual property might be a thing. It might be a sauce or a can or a piece of wood, or you know, it could be a machine. I mean, it doesn't matter what your— When Steve talks about licensing, that's how he gets his product to market. Your product might be delivered not as through a license, but on a truck. So don't get hung up on what he's selling. Think about how you're getting these things to market. In his case, it's a license. Go ahead, Steve.
Absolutely, and a license is actually permission. It's permission to use, and it's generally given in the form of a legal contract. And that license will define what the subject is for the product, so to speak, be it tangible or, in my case, intellectual.
Right.
And it describes how that product may be used and for how long, and, of course, also what the financial remuneration is for the use of that product.
Mm-hmm.
So that, as I mentioned, is typically written out in the form of a licensing contract.
Where the contract comes in, and this is a variation on a franchise type of a thing. Andrew Sherman wrote the Bible on this, Steve, and the title of the book is Franchising and Licensing. And you know they're twin brothers, so to speak. Fraternal brothers, fraternal twins. they're born
good
in the same
friends at the very least.
Yeah, exactly. One of those guys. Anyway, so all right. So what other advice do you have for people on business collaboration, Steve?
Well, the first thing that I think, and I think I've already mentioned it, is that you really have to have a mutual trust. As with any contractual relationship, the contract may spell things out in paper and legalese terms, but it's the relationship between the parties that really matters in the end. I think Robert Frost says it very well in Mending Wall when he says, good fences make good neighbors. Well, good contracts make good relationships. And in my view, once you've written a contract that covers all the foreseeable ins and outs of a relationship,
right,
you then put it in the drawer and you get down to business of creating mutual success.
Well, you know, one of the things that I always say to people whenever someone acts reluctant to go to a contract, I say, you know what, the contract's not for me to keep you honest or you to keep me honest. The contract is to help us with our memories.
Exactly. That's an excellent way of putting it, Jim.
Because I'll tell you, I don't know how many times I've done this without a contract, and I was clear as I could be on how I thought what we decided, and the other person had came away a year later, completely had an opposite opinion. Now, one of us was wrong; could have been me, but with a contract, the contract doesn't forget, does it?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't get confused. The contract doesn't get confused. It doesn't get dementia or anything like that.
Yeah, and a good contract, particularly in a licensing agreement, spells out with examples as to how things are going to be done. You know, it's more than just the legalese. A lawyer will give you great verbiage in legal terms. It's really the business understanding and the relationship understanding that you want to have clear, and I find that examples are a good way of doing that.
Right. Well said. Hey, Steve, ProfitPro.us, right?
Yes.
The book is called Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. Check out what he has, folks. He might be able to help you. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure, Jim. It's always great talking to you.
We'll see you next time. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame reminding you, today, seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.